Radio Free Charleston is on the air. And welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your presenter and host, Rudy Panucci. Been hanging out with my British friends too much. We have a great show for you. The first hour is all new stuff. Every song is released just in the last week or two, maybe three. And it's really top-notch stuff. And then in our second and third hours, we got a real treat for you. We opened the show with Jeff Ellis, though, with When We Meet Again as Strangers from his new album, Familiar Strangers, which I believe just came out last Friday. And doing him one better, Sasha Colette. She put out an album called Back in Business. And that's actually Sasha Colette and the Magnolias with their new EP, Back in Business, which came out one day before I'm recording this show, although I'm recording this show late at night for various reasons. Usually I record the show in the daytime, so it's a little weird not having sunlight coming in through the window or dodging lawnmowers or whatever. Anyway, like I said, the whole first hour, all new tune. Second and third hour, not so new, but really good stuff. But here is Sasha Colette and the Magnolias with Sacred Places on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Now we are now. stickers on a bathroom door, like drawings in a cave from 2004. Some people die, some people settle down, and the wall gets covered when someone else comes to town. If I were a river, I'd be glad to be a river, flowing till I could no more. Instead of some old campaigner out on the main line, as welcome as a Mormon at the door. I bought my doom on the payment plan, with wives like quarters in a coffee can. Been chipping away just a little at a time, and pretty soon now it'll be mine, all mine. If I were a sparrow, I'd be glad to be a sparrow, singing till I've sung the June dry. But every mine needs a canary, and I happen to be there, breathing in the cold dark night. Left my home needing something to thrill me, stayed on the road needing something to kill me. And it never stopped trying, it just couldn't get the job done. More to you than I could ever hope to keep. That didn't stop me from trying to believe all the stories that I told myself, and all those ones I told to everybody else. If I were a moment, I'd be glad to be a moment, with nothing to regret from before. And I bet even the ocean looks over its shoulder when it finally makes it to the shore. I take it where I can get it, and I'm not saying I regret it. Didn't know how, but I still know now for certain. I know the truth when I hear it, but that doesn't mean I don't fear it. And all the things I rely on, block hills to die on when I'm hurting. Suffering people, suffering in the sun, too busy suffering to get anything done. Trying to remember how it felt to get born, then living out of habit when I don't anymore. If I were the devil, I'd be glad to be the devil, though I'm sure he's suffering too. Eternity's fine for passing the time. You can always find a little suffering to do.
we've got here is failure to communicate.
Radio Free Charleston.
That's rude to be around. when we go back then to falling in love and say it's crazy.
Was the song Flash Fantasy by Temp Wishes, which is a new project from the folks behind the M's and Cult Canyon, among other bands. It's got John Chicoine, I hope I'm pronouncing that name right, along with Edward Anderson, Colby Stark, Glenn Rischke, and their first show ever will be on Friday, June 5th. That's this coming Friday at the Hungry Brain in Chicago. I might even put a link to that in the blog, because I do that sort of thing, you know? Anyway, that comes to us from our Chicago Pipeline, of course. Thank you, August. Great tune. And before that, you heard Cricket Man, some Huntington and West Virginia ska, and the song was called Awkward and Weird, which fits in perfectly, because before that, we had the John Jorgensen's Bluegrass Band with guest vocalist David Lee Roth. And they did the Van Halen classic Jump, bluegrass style. That was preceded by Shaky Graves with When the Love is New, and that is another new song. And before that, we had new music from William Matheny with If I Were a River. And that album's not even out yet. You can pre-order it. Follow the link in the Pop Cult blog in the playlist, and it will take you to the Bandcamp page where you can pre-order it, and you get two songs now. And then when the whole album's out, they send you an email, say, hey, come get your album. That's the way that works. We have, coming up in our second and third hours, I found an episode of Radio Free Charleston, Volume 3, from 2015 that has not been heard since February 2015. More than 11 years. And this particular episode of Radio Free Charleston, Volume 3, not Volume 4, Volume 3, this predates the rebranding of the air as on-the-air radio even. This was back when we were in New Appalachia Radio, also known as Voices of Appalachia. But it's a real treat because the first hour of that show is just a collection of really great stuff, ranging from Brian Diller in 1990 to Three Bodies to Hitchcock Circus to Dina Hornbaker. And then we had metal that was new at the time. That's coming up in our second hour. And the third hour goes back to 1989. And it's an hour of highlights from an episode of Radio Free Charleston Volume 1, the original broadcast incarnation of this show that originally ran on WVNS 96.1 FM, which doesn't even exist with those call letters anymore. On this episode, we were visited in the studio by the Blind Blue Leper Society. Now, if you are not in the know, the Blind Blue Leper Society was Joe Valina. Currently, he's the guiding light of the Heavy Editors. But also, the legendary Washboard Dave, Dave Thomas, was a member of this group. And, that's not all, Eric Thompson, who I have no idea what happened to him. But it was Joe Valina, Eric Thompson, Dave Thomas. They were the Blind Blue Leper Society. And this was the very first band I ever brought into the studio with instruments to perform live in our primitive little radio station setup. You're going to hear a whole bunch of songs by them performed live. You're going to hear a couple of studio tracks by them. And you're going to hear other local bands from 1989. You're going to hear the Swivels, Cat House Thursday. You're going to hear the Hepcats doing Shut Up, I Love You. And some of you will know who the Hepcats are. Plus, we got Go Van Gogh, Three Bodies. We even have All Quiet. But that's in our third hour. We still got our first hour, which is all new stuff from 2026. So how about we start with the title track of a brand new Jason's album? That's The Jason's, if you're nasty. It's Blood in the Streets, The Jason's, on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Coming alive when the sun goes down. We get to hell and we're never-
short set was finished up by Samuel SC with Mind Flies, brand new music from them. That's a band from South Carolina, but they feature Jay Marinelli on guitar. And Jay Marinelli, a West Virginia native who splits his time between wherever he lives in America and Norway now, I think. He should probably correct me if he wants anyone to know. And before that, we had Grappling. It's actually Grappling. It's the guys who are the Motor City Machine Guns in WWE until recently. They just got released, which is stupid because they're one of the most innovative tag team wrestling teams of all time. But they also have a punk band, and they did the song Hollowed. And I put it right there in the middle. So you could say that that set, that was only three songs, had a hollow filling. Or you could not say that if you wanted not to. Anyway, we have a special treat. These folks opened the show for us last week, and they performed in town last weekend, sadly, while I was out of town, or I would have been front and center to see them perform again. It's Option 22. I recorded them for the video show 17 years ago, and they are still making incredible music. This is the middle part of a trilogy of new songs they are releasing. The last part will come out Friday, but this is part two. It's Option 22 with Cry for Freedom on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Closing in, they're running scared. Can you hear them call? They're the ones with the faded smiles. Some of them don't have a home to call their own. Searching for a place to hide. Anywhere at all. All they want is a place to be, to find a way to live in peace and stop running. helping hands are there waiting, and they want to love. But it's getting so much hotter in here. In fact, it's going deeper and deeper. The rain is falling, it's falling down.
My heart is breaking over you. Well, you got me. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Radio Free Charleston.
Aren't you?
Thank you.
Wrapping up our first hour, that was The Stickman with Breathless. And I'm almost breathless because I'm rushing through this, because I'm producing the show at a different time of day than I normally do. But before that, we had Gong with Relish the Possibility, and that's brand new. They just put out a new album, those guys, believe it or not. And before that, Paul McCartney, you may not know this, but he just released a new album. It's not like he hasn't been promoting it everywhere for the last 3 months. That song is called Never Know. Anyway, that is our first hour of the show. I want to remind everybody, support the local scene, support independent music, and buy your music in an ethical manner. We're going to jump into an episode of Volume 3 of Radio Free Charleston. Now, let me run this down real quick for you. Volume 1 of Radio Free Charleston was the original broadcast incarnation that ran from 1989 all the way to May 1990. Then there were several abortive attempts to bring the show back for 16 years. But then in 2026, RFC Volume 2, Radio Free Charleston, Volume 2, the video show began. And I cranked out over 200 episodes just of the video show in 10 years. And then I was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis. I had to cut back my workload. So now I do the show once or more times a year. I used to do the show almost weekly at points. But then in 2014, Radio Free Charleston Volume 3 came to Voices of Appalachia Radio, which alternately called itself New Appalachian Radio, or they sent me a memo that said they were going to call themselves that, and then they didn't, so I was the only person calling it that. But you'll hear references to that in the next 2 hours. That's what the hell that's all about. Okay, and I did that until that station ran into technical difficulties and was off the air for a few months. And when it came back, I just started the whole thing over as Radio Free Charleston Volume 4. Which, and again, these shows were all local music, local or regional. And then in 2020, right at the beginning of 2020, I just said, screw it, started the show over as Radio Free Charleston Volume 5, where I mix local music with independent music with whatever the hell I feel like playing. So, that's what you're listening to now. As Marge would say, you're soaking in it. And if you got that reference, you're probably my age. But we have this great show coming up with great music, and I'll shut up now so that we can go to it. Hour two of Radio Free Charleston begins right now! Welcome to Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio. I am Rudy Panucci, and this week we have a special theme. Actually, it's more of my trademark, Wallowing in Nostalgia. For the second hour of the show, we're going to bring you an episode of Radio Free Charleston's original radio show from 1989. I'm not certain of which month. I think it might have been November. And this was the first show we did that where we ever had musical guests in the studio. We had guests in the studio before this, but this was the first time that a band came on and brought instruments and performed. And the band was the Blind Blue Leper Society. That was Joe Valina, Eric Thompson, and Dave Thomas. And they were sick as hell and hungry. And it's a lot of fun to listen to what happened during the hour. We actually play 8 songs by them, 6 of which were performed live on the air. That was a big deal because we had primitive equipment and didn't really know what we were doing, and it's amazing that it even sounds barely competent, let alone that it sounds as good as it does. But before we get there, we're going to have a little less than an hour because we took a 4-hour show and cut it down to be our feature hour, and it's actually a little more than an hour. I don't think anybody will mind, because it's really a lot of fun to listen to it. You can hear some of the controlled anarchy that we had when we had guests in the studio on Radio Free Charleston back in the day. However, speaking of back in the day, you know, I've been digging in the archives a lot for this radio show, the new streaming radio version of Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio, and I uncovered a gem that was an entire show from January of 1990 that was all local music. One of the tunes we played, in fact, one of the first songs we played on that show, was Brian Diller solo in the production studio at WCHS WVNS Radio. That was the home base of Radio Free Charleston when we actually got away with broadcasting this shit over the air. We brought Brian in, and he did this incredible song, Hey Mr. Auctioneer. And I think we played it on the air maybe 9 hours after he recorded it, because he was not a night owl like many of the people who listen to the show. Anyway, we are going to kick this off. So here is Brian Diller, the legend, with Hey Mr. Auctioneer on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
Looks like the river finally died. Looks like the sun burned it dry. I prayed for rain and never came all summer long. I poured my heart into these fields, but they're all gone. And how many times did I turn the land? Asleep in a house that I built by hand. Every line upon my face is a story told. They took my past, set it on the block, and they foreclosed. And hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hold your hand. Can't you see it's all I own? Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hey, Mr. Auctioneer, steal your voice. This is all I've ever known. The independent days are gone. The tug of the industry's too strong. As numbers trickle down to none, I share the loss. I see the scars on these two hands and I feel the loss. And hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hold your hand. Can't you see it's all I own? Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hey, Mr. Auctioneer, steal your voice. This is all I've ever known. I sit in the darkness near the bed. I think of the fields where I bled. I pray for those to take my place so the fields are sown. I pray for faith as numbers trickle down to none. And hey, Mr. Auctioneer, Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, hold your hand. Can't you see it's all I own? Hey, Mr. Auctioneer. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, still yours. This is all I've ever known.
our feet. You wake me up and make me feel okay on a black, dim old dungy day. And black hot coffee, I can drink 4 or 5 cups of you on a cold, rainy afternoon. Pero a veces yo no sé mi apellido, porque tu café me está volviendo loco mi cerebro. Black coffee, no need for sugar or milk in my cup. When I taste it, you taste so fucked up. And black hole coffee, I can drink 5, 6 cups of you on a hot, sunny afternoon. Pero a veces yo no sé mi apellido, porque tu café me está volviendo loco mi cerebro. Black coffee, I'm so addicted to your bitter taste. I don't know why I need you, what makes me feel this way. And black coffee, I've seen your fruits in the hardship that it takes. Some of my memory will never, ever erase. But sometimes I don't know my last name, because the caffeine is making my brain go insane. Oh, you're making my brain go completely insane, and I just need you. Black, black coffee, black coffee, cafe. Negro. But sometimes I don't know my last name, because the caffeine is making my brain go insane.
Desperation, it's the birthright of this place. And no amount of pills or booze could ever kill the taste of the poverty and hopelessness that got shoved down our throats. Though this place doesn't define me, it's still all I've ever known. As time goes by, these hills are starting to look like prison walls. Complacency and fear become the chains that bind us all. If you get out now, run as fast as you can. Close your eyes and don't look back. I'm not ashamed of where I'm from, but I won't let it hold me back. Junkies tying off his arm and he's using the Bible Belt. People fill the churches here and the pharmacies as well. To put food on the table, the only choices that you'll find are working in the coal mines or standing in the welfare line. As time goes by, these hills are starting to look like prison walls. Complacency and fear become the chains that bind us all. If you get out now, run as fast as you can. Close your eyes, don't look back. I'm not ashamed of where I'm from, but I won't let it hold me back. As time goes by, these hills are starting to look like prison walls. Complacency and fear become the chains that bind us all. If you get out now, run as fast as you can. Close your eyes, don't look back. I'm not ashamed of where I'm from, but I won't let it hold me back.
Radio Free Charleston.
All right, you just heard Brian Diller with Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, Jordan Searles with Any Kind of Wind, Dina Hornbaker, Black Coffee, and Sheldon Vance with Birthright. I deliberately took three brand new artists with new songs to pair with Brian Diller, one, to show the timeless quality of Brian's music and how well it flows, and two, to show that we still have people producing incredible music in town. I might be wallowing in nostalgia, but I'm far from giving up on our new musicians. In fact, I'm one of their biggest supporters. Coming up, we are going to go to one of my old buddies, Mark Beckner, and a band that he had in Nashville with another Charleston area native, Mark Mingrone. And this was Hitchcock Circus, and the song is Dirty Girl on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
No! fiction, and I have lived with tragedy. You don't know.
Just heard Hitchcock Circus with Dirty Girl, Three Bodies with My Friend, Blue Million with Don't Leave, and The Bounty, a Morgantown band who I think relocated to Columbus eventually, with Buffaloes. Those bands all feature people that I've known for over 25 years, but again, it's Wallow in Nostalgia Week. Actually, it's sort of like that every week on Radio Free Charleston, but so what? Coming up next, we're going to go hard and heavy. We're going to kick the set off with Science of the Mind, Son of Sam, on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
Thank you.
you just heard was Science of the Mind with Son of Sam, followed by David Sin with Anesthesia, Karma to Burn with Bobby 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 I'm Not, at least that's what the file said the name of the song was, and Boba Flex with Strangle You in time for Valentine's Day. I am Rudy Panucci, and you are listening to Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio. Okay, we're kicking into the second hour theme a bit early because there's a lot of stuff to cram into here. You are going to hear basically an episode of Radio Free Charleston from 1989. It was the first time that I ever recorded a band myself, not on video, but on audio, and we actually didn't really record them. We broadcast them over the airwaves. It was a grand experiment. It turned out well, and we ended up bringing a lot more bands into the studio, and then I ended up going out and videotaping them and starting a video show, and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I know you're sick of hearing about it. So, you're going to hear the Blind Blue Leper Society, which was Joe Valina, Eric Thompson, and Dave Thomas. You're going to hear a lot of music from them and a lot of music from some of our other friends, and you're going to hear us talking about a band called All Quiet. All Quiet was a European band. I think it might have just been one guy working in the studio, and they had somehow found themselves in Beckley because of that huge European to Beckley pipeline that we all know about. Their manager, who I think might have been the wife of the guy who was the band, got in touch with me and gave me a stack of cassettes to give away, and the music was really good. You'll hear some of it. It's sort of semi-progressive 80s melodic metal. And the problem was that I didn't know how to go about having a contest to give these away, so I started making up stuff during this episode of the show, and you're going to hear about that. You're also going to hear the infamous Godzilla story, the heartbreaking story of how a young band, Go Van Go, was separated from their pet giant lizard. All that and more coming up in the next hour. I'm going to keep my announcing to a minimum so you can hear my old announcing from the original show. However, I do feel obligated to give you this disclaimer. You are listening to an edited version of a Radio Free Charleston broadcast from 1989. None of the commercial offers, contests, addresses, or phone numbers you hear should be considered valid. Please, don't be a dick. Rolling Stones opening up the show, Short and Curly's Radio Free Charleston, courtesy of the Blind Blue Leper Society. Welcome to Radio Free Charleston, 5 minutes after 2 o'clock. I'm Rudy Panucci, and we have the Blind Blue Leper Society live in the studio tonight.
Yay! Yay! Woo!
Okay, and we'll be talking to you in just a minute, but first I gotta, get this crap out of the way. Our feature album tonight is Brain Salad Surgery by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Got a couple of bonus cuts on that actually aren't on the album, but they go real well with it, so be sure to stay up all night for that. Got a special cassette giveaway. We're still working on how to give them away. A group called All Quiet from Europe via Beckley. I'll be explaining that later. We'll be playing some of that. Have a desperate announcement concerning the future of this show. But now, the interview. Guys,
yes.
Introduce yourselves, and we'll talk.
Okay, first of all, we're all deathly ill, but we'll try to get through it for this nice session.
Try not to vomit.
Yeah. I'm Joe Valina, and I sing and, well, kind of, and play guitar and...
All right, I'm Eric Thompson, and normally I play bass, but tonight I'm playing acoustic guitar and sing.
Yeah, we're doing an acoustic session tonight.
And I'm Dave Thomas. I play drums and percussion things.
All right, so the name. What's with the name?
Okay, I was...
Jesus.
I was... Well, yeah, a lot of people ask this. I was standing in the bathroom shaving one morning, and it popped into my head, and I wrote it down, and that's how it became. I don't know. It's just... It's one of those things.
Okay. It's like no deep meaning.
No
demons planted in his
some,
brain
some kind of demon
while he slept.
It's not like a tribute to some Blind Blue Leopards.
No, we've never actually met any Blind Blue Leopards, but we're posting a reward for some.
Okay. I'd be nice to have some, like, backup dancers.
Body parts falling off as they go-go.
Right. You
don't shake it too hard, baby.
Shake it till it come off. But, so we got like all night. You guys are gonna stick around how late tonight?
Yeah, a couple hours at least. Out. Yeah,
because you brought your own CDs.
Yeah,
so we'll have lots of that stuff.
Yeah,
and you're gonna do a song for us now, aren't you?
Oh yeah, sure. Okay. We'll do one. This is
see, like if we do the whole interview at the beginning, like later. Yeah. People start using words they shouldn't use in the air. I learned that last week. But
we'll try to.
We'll keep it to heck darn and pshaw.
Okay.
All right. Now, this first song is Michelle Shocked, Fog Town.
Alright.
And if I can find the lyrics, we'll start out.
You're not supposed to let him do that. We rehearsed quite rigorously.
I guess
last
I should
day.
Have let you know that, but. Here we go. Okay.
Now. Okay. Blind Blue Leopard Society, live in the studio. Take it away, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Town, Michelle Shock.
Blind
Blue Leopard Society. New definitive version. Okay, 10 minutes after 2 o'clock.
So hard, so we have a family and a God. I'm driving through. Thank you.
Blue Leper Society on Radio Free Charleston. Yeah, that was that last song. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Okay. I was writing my script. So who were those guys?
That was...
I don't know, man.
I've never heard of them.
It was a clash, man.
Yeah, it must have been a clash on a bad
strummer
day.
Left a man or something.
Okay. All right, this is Blind Blue Leper Society with White Riot. Performed last Tuesday at the jam session, which everyone must go to. Tuesday night jam session at the Playhouse.
Please.
And before that, we had the P-Docs mix of Shut Up, I Love You, the Less Said About the Better. And before that, Bechner, Price, and P-Docs, Got Drunk, Got Married, Got Screwed. You can say screwed on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cat House Thursday, Born Under a Bad Sign, and we kicked it off with the Swivels doing Time Clock of Love and Wire with Mr. Suit. We got the Blind Blue Leper Society right here in the studio. You want to... Okay. Talk to me. You guys are ready to play.
Yeah, we can talk for a while. Eric, talk for a while.
About what, man? I'm sick.
The song. Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Tell them the history of the song.
The song? Well, it's first Iggy Pop and the Stooges album, Raw Power. David Bowie produced it.
David.
It smokes.
It's called right. Gimme Danger, and here it goes.
Phone number, Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. The next break.
Call us.
Call it now. Talk to us. Speak to us.
Call.
Live blue.
Next break, we're going to have an important announcement concerning the future of Radio Free Charleston. So,
if there is a future, stay tuned.
Right. Let's get ominous about it.
Hi there. I'm Ed and my schizophrenic brother, Melvin. We listen to Radio Free Charleston because we both like everything they play.
Radio Free Charleston.
Except for that.
Radio Free Charleston, Status Quo, Pictures of Matchstick Men. And before that, Kettner's Van Beethoven with Pictures of Matchstick Men. What a coincidence! All right, let me open up the mic there. Before that, we had Tin Machine with I Can't Read and the Dickies with Sounds of Silence, requested by our guest in the studio, Blind Blue Leper Society. And, let me put some cards in the machine here, we have a special message here. Go Van Gogh played at the Charleston Playhouse a few weeks ago, and one of their stage props, and actually one of their close personal friends, 6-foot-high inflatable Godzilla, was pilfered. It was stolen, or it ran off to join the circus. If the scum-sucking bastards who took this would return it, I'm sure they wouldn't beat the crap out of you too much.
Word.
So really, we need to get that Godzilla back to Go Van Gogh. Johnny Rock's lonely. He has no one to be with. So please, if you have the Godzilla, if you have any information as to the whereabouts of Godzilla, okay, that's a contest. Person who tells us who stole the Godzilla wins an All Quiet cassette. A group out of Europe, actually, via Beckley, new label. We'll be playing some of them later. You'll get to hear some of that. And
yay, big time.
The first cassette we're giving away tonight goes to whoever tells us who stole the Godzilla from Go Van Gogh. But on the brighter things, we have Blind Blue Leper Society back in the studio.
They're still here.
Still here. They're going to do an original song for us, Mr. High Test. And what's this about?
Okay, this is a song called Mr. High Test Man. And children, this shows the evils of sniffing gasoline.
Petrol.
And here we go. Station wagon. maxed out.
Great, I love that song.
Look out, he's got a cow!
Radio Free Charleston.
You are listening to an edited version of a Radio Free Charleston broadcast from 1989. None of the commercial offers, contests, addresses, or phone numbers you hear should be considered valid. Please, don't be a dick.
6 minutes after 3 o'clock, got the Blind Blue Leper Society in the studio. But before that, let me back announce. For the Ramones, we had Stark Raven, Irrational People, They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in Your Soul, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Knock Me Down. Okay, guys, tell us what you're going to play. Tell us all about it and say hi to some people.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to say hi to John
Radcliffe. Yes, thank you for listening, John.
Yes, thanks, John. And everyone else is listening, friends, family, everyone.
I got to say a few names here. Jerry Fugate, Jody King, Lloyd Parker.
Okay, those are the names we had to say on the air. This next song is by Neil Young. It's our version of the Neil Young song. And
just
yeah, okay. It's Rockin' the Free World.
People saying we'd be better off dead. I feel like Satan, but I am the damn. So I try to forget in any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. I see a woman in the night. And what you've done to him. One more kid that'll never get to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. Keep on rocking the free world. 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 We got 1,000 points of light for the homeless man. We got a kind of gender machine gun hand. We got department stores, toilet paper. We got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. Got a man of the people to keep hope alive. We got fuel to burn. We got roads to drive. So keep on rocking the free world. Keep on rocking the free world. Keep on rocking the free world.
Blind Blue Leper Society, rocking in the free world on Radio Free Charleston. They're back. Steve Beckner was just here. He was going to kill me for playing the P-Docs mix of Shut Up, I Love You. And he's back. He went to get a gun. So the phone number is 342-8131 if you want to talk him down. If not, he may be hosting the show after the next
call
break.
Call on in.
Yeah.
Can I say hi to somebody real
say
quick?
Say hi.
Man? I just would like to say hi to Vanessa, if she's listening. Probably not. Roslyn and Angie. Just want to say hi to those three special ladies.
And I have to play this one song, the beginning of it, before we go off there. It's the acoustic Bread Van. All right.
Get over. You're hogging the sheets.
Radio Free Charleston.
John Lennon, Imogen, for Spencer, Scott, and Julie, who called in. Actually, that's Imagine. Steve Beckner's in the studio. Hi, Steve.
Howdy.
You're not going to kill me, are you? He was shooting me earlier, but it was with a camera. We're having a contest. Anybody with any information to the whereabouts of the Godzilla that was stolen by scum-sucking bastards at the Go Van Gogh concert at the Playhouse a couple of weeks back, call in, tip us off. Even if it doesn't pan out and it's a particularly creative tip, you'll still get a cassette. And we've got a lot of cassettes. It's by the band All Quiet, who are coming up in just a little bit, actually about a half hour or so, on the show. We've got some cassettes to give away if you bring food to the studio for the band to eat. And what do you guys want to eat?
Taco sounds good, yeah.
Okay. First 10-pack of tacos gets a cassette.
Yeah. Okay. Bring the tacos.
It's fair. That sounds fair to me. Okay, the studio is 1111 Virginia Street East. First 10-pack of tacos gets a cassette. And the second 10-pack of tacos.
Yeah, we'll give it, yeah.
And third and fourth. Hey, man, you got 20 tapes.
Yeah, I got like 9 tapes, so we could have like 90 tacos in here.
Yeah, 90 tacos.
All right. Make a good song title, too. You guys going to do it? Speaking of which...
90 tacos in my mouth.
Okay. You guys are going to do a real song for us now, aren't
you?
Yeah.
Right. This song is called Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown, great song, guys.
Thanks, we wrote it.
Yeah. Hey, it's nothing wrong with stealing. It's not sincere.
Just joking.
Yeah, okay. And remember, tacos for the band get you a free cassette. And I'll throw in a blank 90-minute Chrome cassette with that. And a $25
we're
magazine.
Hungry, man.
They're hungry. They're like passing out in the studio. Coming up, we've got Steve Beckner's request of the week. Yeah. Elvis Costello, I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. After that, we've got a new... Go Van Gogh song. What's it called, Steve? I've forgotten again.
Kiss Me Goodbye.
Kiss Me Goodbye.
A new old song.
And after that, a special dedication to the Rock Brothers, John Lennon bootleg called Genius's Pain.
Cool.
Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131. If you have a tip on Godzilla, call us. We want to know justice will be served.
Thank you.
recording on that.
Oh, yeah, really?
Let us our gardens alone.
Radio Free Charleston presents the Booty Boys. Stars of Tomorrow. Okay, Radio Free Charleston. We just listened to the Booty Boys, actually, but Free Bodies with Gardens of Hope and Go Van Gogh with, I forgot to write down the title when Steve told me, so this is really embarrassing. Kick me or kiss me. Kiss me, you fool. Okay, Blind Blue Leopard Society in the studio. Oh, by the way, label your tapes. If you submit music to Radio Free Charleston, label your tapes. That way I know what the songs are called. I'd like to thank Steve and Amy and Melissa for stopping by, and they want to say hi to Julia. And if you have the Godzilla, give it back to him, damn it. Okay, Blind Blue Leopard Society, you're going to do a song. Tell us what it is and start playing it.
Our last song is called Kick Me in the Spine with Your Love. And it's just, well...
acoustic.
Yeah, metal, it's kind of acoustic heavy metal.
Dude.
Here we go.
Stick around a couple more minutes.
Sure, we'll be hanging around for a few more minutes. We just want to tell everyone out there that we're available for parties, etc.
Cheap. Free plug.
Come on. Hopefully we'll see you guys at the Playhouse soon.
Yeah, we'll be at the Playhouse.
We're going to have
like Tuesday.
A massive jam session here. I want to have you guys back on the show.
Cool.
Anytime you want to come on the show, just give me a call.
That's chill.
All right. Thanks for coming here. And
thanks for having
us. The number is 342-8131. Anybody who gets that
job.
By the way, no one has fed the band yet. Anyone wants to run a box of tacos over here?
So burn. Okay.
Free cassette. Okay. But anyway.
We'll set up for three tacos, man.
Three tacos, you get a cassette. Radio Free Charleston. 1111 Virginia Street East, Charleston, West Virginia. 25301 if you want to mail them.
Just go to the dumpster and press the button.
Okay. Blind Blue Leopard Society getting ready to say goodbye. That Purple Helmet song, by the way, was for the amazing Dolores and her friend she was dancing with tonight. It's 11 minutes after 4 a.m. It's a late night. So, guys, you're going to take off.
Yeah, we're going to move. Down the trail, Roy.
You didn't get fed tonight.
No.
Thanks a lot.
Burn.
I'm disappointed in my listeners. I mean, normally they're much more giving than this, but, you know, I mean, yeah.
I guess it was us. I guess.
No.
Sick and dying here.
No, I think it's... I think they probably just didn't take it seriously. They thought it was a gag. Yeah.
but burn anyway.
Yeah, actually, so you guys get the cassette, and I hope it tastes good.
Cool.
Yeah.
We will be giving away these cassettes next week, and we haven't played any of this. See, we haven't played the music from the guy yet, so that probably has something to do with it.
Might do it, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to hear that in a few minutes, and we're going to open the show with it next week so that you can all hear it and say, gosh, I want one of those.
Gosh, we should have gave Blind Blue Leper Society some tacos last week.
Yeah, it could have been yours for the price of a taco. But you guys, you're going to be at the Tuesday Jam Session this week?
Well, yeah, we'll come by and check us out.
And hopefully we'll be seeing you somewhere like at the Levy or at the Playhouse. Or,
yeah, it's Playhouse Crafts, Levy. Who knows? We're
someday,
underage,
maybe.
So.
We'll see.
Don't admit it.
Shit, that's the rule. I'm 22, and...
Yeah.
I'm 40, I'm still pushing them off.
Yeah. Well, I got a kid old enough to come in here. But, so, that's... Man, it's been a great show. You guys have been
thanks.
A pleasure
thank
to have in the studio.
Thanks for letting us out. I appreciate it.
Blind Blue Leper Society. Before you take off, I need names and addresses for my phone reference.
Ah, yes. Cole, but of course.
Yes. So I'll toss this over there. Okay. And that way I can track you down, like if a gig suddenly comes up out of nowhere.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, I have the background music on.
That's right behind me.
Yeah. So you're like copying down the other numbers, man. That's why.
Like prank phone calls tonight.
Yeah. Radio Free Charleston, 342-8131 if you want to call. I'll give a cassette to anybody that has a tip on the whereabouts of Godzilla. Godzilla being the friend of Go Van Gogh. And it doesn't have to be a true tip. I mean, it could just be something wild you made up.
Bodacious lie.
Yes, you know, something from someone's drug-addled mind. Anyway, Radio Free Charleston, this is... I didn't make the important announcement. Damn, I know I forgot something. Okay, the important announcement is, if you want to hear Radio Free Charleston continue, call this station at this number, 342-8131, during the week, and talk rationally to someone in charge and say, you want to hear Radio Free Charleston, and you really enjoy it, and it's your favorite show, and you couldn't live without it, and if you know any potential advertisers... Farm them our way.
It's off the air, you know.
Because, you know, it's not like I haven't had offers to go elsewhere, guys.
Powers of persuasion.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I just want to be appreciated. You know? I just want to know that people like me.
You're great, Rudy. You're great.
Oh,
good
thanks.
Job, Rudy.
You're a great guy. You need a raise, man.
Yeah.
You're a great guy.
I need groupies. I need groupies.
And suddenly,
well,
anybody with an audition.
Groupies.
Yes.
Healthy groupies.
Yes.
Swedish groupies.
Swedish
yes.
healthy busty groupies, come on.
Yes, over. Yes. Female.
Sing.
Yeah, gotta add that.
Female.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to get Hans after you.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Swedish. I'm glad I get to see you.
I'm busty.
Yes. I could crush a tree. Yes. Anyway, we're going to kick off some Wire now. This is a song called Dot Dash that I'm trying to get these guys to cover. So.
Adios.
Adios. Radio Free Charleston. I'll be back.
Going an hour, Mom.
I'm still here. 45 minutes from now, the feature album, the... Brain Salad Surgery plus Emerson, Lake & Palmer album. I'll explain that when we get to it. Ah, shut up, you laughing. Boomtown Rats, Sleep on Radio Free Charleston. Sending that one out to the guy who called me just a few minutes ago asking me if I ran a service where I could call and wake him up in the morning. Screw you, buddy. I work for a living, you know? Hey. Okay, before that, we had Oingo Boingo, Gray Matter, a request from Steve Beckner, who's probably at home and in bed by now. Sorry, Steve. Wire, Dot Dash kicked off the set. I'd like to thank my guest, Blind Blue Leper Society, some of the best sound and stuff I've had in the studio. And... we will have guests in the studio in the future. In fact, I'm working on a surprise guest for next week. But I can't say anything because nothing is firmed up. However, 2 weeks from tonight, Future Susans. What are Future Susans? They'll be in the studio, so you can listen then and find out all about it. I'm Rudy Panucci. Call me, 342-8131. I'm depressed. Actually, I'm not. I cheered up since I wrote this. We've got... actually, last week, I got to meet with a guy... new record label starting in Beckley called Hush Records, and we've been making jokes tonight about giving away free cassettes to people who would feed the band, which none of you people did, and I'm really disappointed. Or anybody who has any information on Godzilla gets a free cassette. Next week, we're going to be giving these away in earnest, real contests. We're going to play some All Quiet right after the break. Hey, there's a caller now. I'll get that in a second. Coming up, we have one last cut from the Blind Blue Leper Society, recorded at the Tuesday Night Jam at the Playhouse. Radio Free Charleston, got to pay some bills, then we're going to come back and... have some fun, All Quiet, with Part-Time Criminal and Talking Islands in Africa. 342. Thank you.
For a minute, go for something a little softer, smoother. It's Red House by Jimi Hendrix. The Red House over yonder. That's where my baby stays. There's a Red House over yonder. Baby, stay. Amen. Hold it.
Lime Blue Leper Society with Red House, and we kicked off the set with All Quiet, Part-Time Criminal, and Talking Islands in Africa. We'll have a lot more from All Quiet next week, and we'll be giving away a bunch of cassettes, but I'll give one away this week to the first person who calls me at 342-8131. You get a head start on everybody else. We'll be giving away more next week, but hey, first caller, 342-8131. And next week's show, we've got a surprise guest. We've got a winner already, so keep it ringing because I can see you there. Next week's show, background music, Rudy. We've got two winners. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about next week's show after the commercials.
Mr. President, can you repeat for the council here what exactly it was that the ambassador said to you on the morning of December 16th?
Okay, I want to thank you for listening to Radio Free Charleston on a new Appalachian radio. I hope you were entertained and not bored. I hope the wallowing in nostalgia is charming and not irritating. And I hope you enjoyed my background music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Thanks for listening and support the local scene.
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.